Talktainment Radio Worldwide Sound. Talktainmentradio.com. We give you a reason to come. The world's greatest radio. We give you a reason to stay.
Radio, the way it should be heard.
You got the power.
The views and opinions expressed are those of the host and guest and not necessarily those of TalktainmentRadio.com, the management, the staff, or KNE World Network, LLC.
Live call-in talk show, dial 1-877-932-9766 and join the conversation here on TalkTainmentRadio.com.
This is The Compensatory Concept with Mr. Neely Fuller, heard exclusively on TalkTainmentRadio.com, the world's greatest radio. Radio, the way it should be heard. And now, Mr. Neely Fuller.
If you do not understand white supremacy, which is racism, what it is and how it works, everything else that you understand will only confuse you. Only confuse you. Only confuse you.
To you, we say hello, good morning, good evening, good afternoon, wherever you are. Welcome to TalkTainmentRadio.com. We go where you go on the world's greatest radio. You are now in touch with The Compensatory Concept with Mr. Neely Fuller, Jr. I am your co-host, Mr. Bobby, and this is radio the way it should be heard. We are going to be talking metaphorically today about a subject that Mr. Fuller often refers to in the movie The Shawshank Redemption, but we're going to be speaking about a certain part of The Shawshank Redemption and have Mr. Fuller expound on it. The questions or the references are going to be metaphorically, but we're going to do this to lead you or suggest to you directions in the tearing down of these strongholds and to help produce justice. The title of today's show is going to be The Rock Hammer. You need to know what a rock hammer is and how it works. We're also going to be doing it in this hour. This is also going to be a donate hour, so get ready for that. We need your funds to donate to the second hour of The Compensatory Concept with Mr. Neely Fuller. Now, you can get in touch with the show by calling 1-877-932-9766. You can also go to the TalkTainmentRadio.com homepage, which was on the screen there. And what you want to do when you do that is hit the Listen Live button. Listen Live button, where you can listen live to The Compensatory Concept. You can also, and I'm going to do this by memory, so hope I get it right. You can also go to the YouTube channel, type in the word TalkTainment. I believe you scroll down to the word radio and then type in the word TalkTainment number 2, and you can see and hear us live on the YouTube channel. And while you're there, hit the like and subscribe button. You can also, I believe, do that on the TalkTainment site. We would prefer you do that on the TalkTainment site as we're trying to do something there. And lastly, you can also go to facebook.com/ TalkTainment, and you can hear a replay of the whole show. Okay, that being out of the way, I think that's it. 1-877-932-9766. Let me say good morning to Mr. Fuller. Mr. Fuller, good morning.
Good morning.
And today's subject was chosen from the movie The Shawshank Redemption, and you have said many times that we can gain a lot of lessons from looking at that movie. And one of the things that was brought out is a rock hammer. Now, I know you know what that is, but metaphorically, well, what is a rock hammer, Mr. Fuller, and how does a rock hammer work?
Well, if I recall the movie, a rock hammer, I'm hearing an echo, too.
Okay, we'll work on that. Okay.
A rock hammer is a small tool, evidently, that is used to shape rocks. That's how it was described in the movie.
Mm-hmm.
I had never heard of a rock hammer before I saw the movie. So I just looked at the movie and took it for what they presented in the movie, a rock hammer. And it was used eventually to help a prisoner get out of the prison that he was in. The part played by Tim Robbins, and the movie name for Tim Robbins was Andy Dufresne. He used that rock hammer slowly to carve his way out of through the walls of the prison and get into the piping system, the drainage system, and that way he got out beyond the walls of the prison that he was in, which was called Shawshank. That was the name of the prison. And so that's what I know about a rock hammer. That's the extent of my knowledge of a rock hammer.
Okay.
I've never used a rock hammer.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't know what one was until I saw the movie.
Okay.
In which case, in the movie itself, the character called Red, played by Morgan Freeman, had to ask Andy Dufresne, what's a rock hammer? All right. And Andy Dufresne told him what it was.
Yes. Okay, now, in the fight for justice, we are metaphorically going to be using different types of tools. And in this case, the rock hammer was mentioned and brought out. Now, if I remember correctly, it is very, very small. It's not like the conventional hammer. Is that correct?
Correct. In fact, Red said, character played by Morgan Freeman in the movie Shawshank Redemption, Red said to the prisoner, fellow prisoner, Andy Dufresne, or rather his voiceover said it, that it would take Andy 600 years, I believe, to carve his way out of the prison, Shawshank, with that rock hammer.
Yes. Okay. Now, to anesthetize the maybe even some of the inmates, but definitely the prison staff, required Andy Dufresne some thought, some speech, and some action. So when he got this rock hammer, he had to think what his purpose was in using a very small instrument to attain his further goal. So focusing in on that, in the tearing down of the racial system or white supremacy that we are under, metaphorically, what kind of tools do we use in this struggle for justice, using the rock hammer as a background? Certainly there are more tools, but using the rock hammer as the background.
Well, the tool that I would recommend would be my book, The United Independent Compensatory Code System Concept. That's the equivalent of the rock hammer in Shawshank Redemption as a tool. And that you know, just follow the instructions in the book. As an individual, as each individual victim, each individual prisoner of war, which is what you are, according to, if you are classified as non-white in a white supremacist system, you're also a prisoner of war, and you're behind the walls of that prison, and the walls of that prison are limitless. You actually have to use the rock hammer to erode the prison itself, to actually bring down the entire prison system.
Yes.
No such thing as busting out of the prison.
Yes.
You have to actually just eliminate the prison and take the same prison, what had been a prison, which is the entire planet in the system of white supremacy for a victim of white supremacy. Then you have to replace that with an institution that is not a prison, but an institution called justice.
Yes. Now, Andy used that rock hammer, and I use the word anesthetize, the guards or inmate, even the warden, because he used it also to make let's see, those pieces of a chessboard. Am I not? Is that correct?
Yes. Which means you have to know the entire board. He made pieces. He used the rock hammer to fashion pieces on a chessboard. And when you're playing chess, I don't know anything about chess, but I've been told something about it, that basically it's sophisticated checkers. I know a little bit about checkers because I used to play the game when I was around maybe 12 years old or something like that, and see elderly people play checkers and whatnot. So I noticed that accomplished checker players are people who studied the entire board.
Yes.
Not just their side of the board. In other words, if you're going to be what they call an expert checker player, to the best of my understanding, learning years ago, you know what moves your opponent is going to make before your opponent makes them. And within the context of fighting, resisting, and or eliminating racism, this is something that I say that the victims of racism, which is what this program is really about, have to learn to study the moves of their opponents to the extent that you just about can tell what your opponent is going to do, that your opponent in this case, if you're a victim of racism, would be the racist, the people who believe in racism and or white supremacy, which is racism. You must study them enough to know or to approximately guess what they are likely to do before they do it in matters that involve you. Otherwise, there's no way of defeating racism.
Yes. Andy knew that, according to his thought, his speech, and his action, using the rock hammer, that it was going to take a long time. So he kept his focus on the goal using that rock hammer. Is that correct?
Yes, but the rock hammer was a tool, just like I made the analogy, the equivalent that was raised. The question was raised, what would be the rock hammer when you're talking about counter-racism?
Mm-hmm.
And I just recommended my book and
yes,
a lot of other books, not just my book, but I would say that, you know, since I wrote it, a book that is designed to help a person do that, the rock hammer principle, that you could kind of start with that, and you read dozens of other books, and certainly you must do that, and books written by the racists themselves.
Exactly.
I mean, that which is a part of it, of the overall strategy.
Mm-hmm.
But see, these are just tools, but you also work, and here's where I make reference to another movie. What did Michael Corleone say? Because you're dealing with gangsters when you're dealing with the white supremacists, with racists. They're gangsters. They are capitalistic, communistic, socialistic gangsters.
Yes.
The top of the line. The world has never invented anybody like them. I mean, as far as power and ingenuity. I mean, they put it all together. It's an excellent system for getting things done. But the problem is, it gets things done at the expense of many corpses, many destroyed people by the millions and millions and millions. But it gets things done materialistically. But then that's another story that we can talk about.
Yes.
That's the general frame of reference.
Mm-hmm.
But in order to bring it down, you have to study how it's put together and the people who put it together and how they go about operating in all nine areas of activity: economics, education, entertainment, labor, law, politics, religion, sex, and war. You have to know how the races operate in all of these areas of activity. Otherwise, there's no way to efficiently defeat racism and replace it with a system of justice.
Exactly.
But the tools that you use, or any tools, words, that's what books are for, words. So you can read many books. You also look at television. A lot of people say, well, I don't look at television because it's nothing but a bunch of propaganda and whatnot. Well, you learn the propaganda. Always look at anything that exists. A leaf on a tree, a bird flying through the air over your head, something you may not pay attention to ordinarily. Why? Because it's there. Anything in your universe affects you, either directly or indirectly.
Yes. TalkTainmentRadio.com is a 24/7, no-charge worldwide broadcasting facility with hosts delivering on various topics such as news, lifestyle, sports, law, health, wellness, religion, and politics. Now, here's one that I'm going to share with you, and it is Wiggins World. Yes, host Stacey Wiggins will bring all the latest information that you need in his world. Now, I'm not going to tell you what that is, but I'll tell you what you can do. You can check it out on TalkTainmentRadio.com because it is exclusive to this radio station, and you will find it interesting, trust me. So all you have to do is go to the TalkTainmentRadio.com homepage, click on programs for the scheduled times. TalkTainmentRadio.com, that's radio the way it should be heard. My name is Mr. Bobby. I am the co-host on The Compensatory Concept with Mr. Neely Fuller, Jr., and we've been talking, and we'll be doing this all throughout the show, about the rock hammer, metaphorically, in our fight for justice. And if you want to call in, you may. The phone lines are now open, 1-877-932-9766. As a matter of fact, we have a caller right now. Caller, go ahead. You are now on with Mr. Fuller. Go ahead, caller.
Yes. Thank you. Yes, I have a question for Mr. Fuller. In the nine areas of people activity, is there any area which you may find there has been notably a chink in the armor, so to speak, or any type of loophole where victims can find a way through either around or through racist barriers, if that makes any sense?
Yes, all of the areas of activity. Where there's great strength, there's also weaknesses. That's just a law of the universe. So, like, we're talking about the prison system and whatnot. There's a weakness in any prison system. The system of racism is a prison system. It imprisons people. It's designed to do that. But in any prison system, particularly one that shouldn't be in the first place, because the people who were put in the prison of racism were put in that prison charged with crimes. So what was the crime of black people who were in the prison of white supremacy? The crime was being born and walking around breathing while black. That's a crime in the philosophy of those white people who believe in practicing racism. That if you're born black, you are a criminal and should be treated like one. So they fashion a system of white supremacy that is the prison walls, you might say, and the prison philosophy of how to handle these quote-unquote criminals. People born with color in their skin, they are guilty of the crime of having what? Color in their skin. This is white supremacist philosophy. It doesn't have anything to do with how nice a person you are, what your ambitions are, or what your goals are, or how you know, what you think about this, that, and other, and whatnot. You're just automatically just a flat-out criminal. It's nothing to you. It's nothing to you. You should be treated like a criminal. And criminals, how are criminals treated? They are put into restricted areas. things that they can't do. You can't go here. You can't go there. You can't have this. You can't have that. You should be watched at all times. And you should be periodically beaten and killed in order to keep you in your place, quote unquote, as a prisoner. A prisoner of what? Of war. All right? So right out of the womb, or even before you come out of the womb, you are an outcast on the planet called Earth, according to white supremacist philosophy, if you are a person of color. So how do you counteract that? You counteract that from where you actually are. And so the entire code book, in answer to the question, and all code books are any... What is a code book? A code book is really anything that a person says and does that is effective. That's a counter-racist code book. It's all kind of codes, plumbing codes, housing codes. But a counter-racist philosophy, a counter-racist code, is designed to oppose and eliminate racism. Otherwise, it's not a counter-racist code or a counter-racist procedure or a counter-racist system. So any words that you use in answer to the question that are effective in eroding the system of racism, either swiftly or slowly, but some type of erosion, some type of opposition, should be considered counter-racist in effect, because it is counter-racist in effect. If it doesn't have the effect of eroding the system, then it's really not counter-racist anyway. It doesn't qualify for the title. So these are words and deeds. In answer to the question, everything that you say and everything that you do, if you're a prisoner of the war against racism, you're a prisoner of racism, but if you're going to counter war against racism, you have to have a procedure. And the procedure consists of thought, speech, and action. What you think, what you say, and what you do. And this is each and every day. And that's something that we do not have collectively as prisoners of war. The war between those who believe in racism and those who don't. And we are already born prisoners. So in order to destroy the system of racism, you have to work from inside the prison, because that's where you are.
Yes.
You're no place else. You have to work from where you are. You're inside of the prison. There's no such thing as working outside.
Yes.
And so you have to adopt prisoner of war principles for getting out of a prisoner of war prison. Okay? It's the same principles.
Yes. This is what Andy Dufresne did in the movie.
Yes. He understood where he was. He was in there on a fraudulent charge. All right? Just like the non-white people of this planet are under the system of white supremacy on a fraudulent charge, because being a person of color should not be a crime. But the white supremacists, the people who thought up the system of white supremacists, made it a crime.
Yes.
They declared that it was a crime. If you have got color in your skin, black, brown, red, or yellow, you're a criminal. And you should be treated like a criminal. You should be beaten. You should be enslaved. You should be watched at all times and kicked around and made a joke of and called names. This is your mission. This is your reason for being, according to the white supremacist philosophy.
Okay. Let's go to the Gmails. Let's see here. This comes from Sudi. He says this: Mr. Fuller, a few times I've talked with people who described themselves or labeled themselves as a nihilist, a viewpoint that traditional values and beliefs are unfounded and that existence is senseless and useless. To my conclusion, To my conclusion, I think many of these individuals take this position as a way to demean and or devalue the gift of existence and from the responsibility to try and make this world better, a better place by establishing justice and correctness. Now, my question for you, Mr. Fuller, is this. How do you have a corrective or constructive interaction with someone who holds these kinds of views in the system of white supremacy, where we should all be grateful for our gift of life and be solving problems? Thank you.
Just keep solving problems. Racism is a problem. So you stay the course. To use a cliche saying, you take the position that you say that racism should be replaced with a system of justice, which means guaranteeing that no person is mistreated, guaranteeing also that the person that needs help the most gets the most constructive help. That's the compensatory definition for the word justice. You have to guarantee those two things. Guarantee, number one, that no person is mistreated anytime, under any circumstance. And number two, guaranteeing that the person that needs help the most gets the most constructive help. And then center on that. Don't ever forget that. That's the goal. And so anything that helps you to get that goal, you are supportive of it. All right? And take that position, regardless of what anybody says about anything, white or non-white. Regardless of anybody who has, you know, whatever their philosophy is, political or religious, you still take that position. That's your position. You lock on to it and you stick with it. Replace the system of racism, which is the most powerful governmental system on the planet, among the people of the planet Earth at this particular time. Replace that system with a system of justice. And I just gave you the description of what justice would be. Just two parts. And latch on to that. And anybody who says, well, I don't have time for that, I'm not interested in that, or I'm opposed to that, or whatever they say, let them talk. Let them say that whatever it is that they say. But when you say that you are for replacing the system of white supremacy with the system of justice, stick with it. That's the whole idea. You don't waver, regardless of what anybody says about anything. You say that is your mission, that is your assignment, that is your reason for being. Why? Because according to compensatory logic, counter-racist logic, that would be. There is no other reason for being here on the planet and carrying out what apparently, as a victim of racism, should be your assignment. We're all given assignments. And that's the most logical assignment that a person of color can possibly have.
All righty.
According to counter-racist logic.
Okay. Coming up next, we're going to get into anger issues. Top-of-the-line gangster? Mm-hmm. Study and library. TalkTainmentRadio.com. We go where you go. Check us out on 94.1. WGRN podcasts are available. Download the TalkTainmentRadio.com app to your cell or to your tablet. That's radio the way it should be heard. All righty.
For the best home fragrance and beauty products, shop Ash Kicking online.
That's A-S-H-K-I-C-K-I-N.
Made with 100% natural quality ingredients and handcrafted with your family in mind, Ash Kicking products are better than those other guys. Ash-kicking candles, incense, body butter, face moisturizer, and hair moisturizer are priced just right, and you can get yours at 10% off with coupon code TALK17. Support this 100% Black-owned business and get your home and body smelling and feeling all right.
That's
ASHKIKIN. Shop Ash-kicking online at www.ashkikin.com.
Are you ready for a high school that allows you to work at a place that is right for you? Are you ready to earn a certification in healthcare, business, or manufacturing while achieving your high school diploma? Then you are ready for Life Skills High School, a free public school option for high school students 16 to 21 years old. Learn more about your free high school educational options at lifeskillshs.org or call them at 1-800-888-7992. Life Skills High School, education that fits your life.
If you or someone you know is abusing drugs and or alcohol and want to stop the abuse, contact APDS at 1409 East Livingston Avenue. Office hours are 9 a.m. to 8 p.m. daily and 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. on Saturday. APDS is certified by the Ohio Department of Mental Health and Addiction Services and primarily funded through the Adam H. Board. Fees are based on your income and Medicaid is always accepted. For more information, call 614-253-4448.
McGruff the Crime Dog here. Let's hear from an identity thief.
Identities are easy to catch online. I send people an official-looking email pretending to be their bank or credit card company and ask them to confirm their personal information. Books them every time.
Safeguard your personal information on the phone, online, and especially at home, because half of identity theft occurs by someone you think you know. Keep your identity to yourself and take a bite out of crime. Learn more from the National Crime Prevention Council at ncpc.org.
A message from this station, the U.S. Department of Justice, Crime Prevention Coalition of America, and the National Crime Prevention Council.
Hey, wake up. You can't dream your way into college. There are actual steps you need to take, steps that go beyond just getting good grades. So if you're serious about college, visit knowhowtogo.org today. Brought to you by the American Council on Education, Lumina Foundation for Education, and the Ad Council.
This is Al Edmondson, owner of A Cut Above the Rest Barbershop. I'm calling on all barbers and beauticians. It's time for us to unite as one. We can serve our communities better together. Join the Ohio Black Barber Beauty Network. For more information, visit www.obbn.org or call 614-427-3226 to get more information. Be the change that you want to see in your community. Join our network.
We thank you for your emails and your feedback. And we are working very hard for you. We have supported the compensatory code since 1975. We believe that it is the only system of thought, speech, and action that enables us to move in the correct direction to work toward the production of justice. But right now, we need your help. If we're going to continue the compensatory concept show each week, we need your support. Now, we thank you and deeply appreciate what you've already donated. Please help us to continue to get the compensatory code system of thought, speech, and action out. Please donate today. Go to talktainmentradio.com and hit the yellow donate button on the front page. Donate today. We appreciate any amount that you can give. We thank you so much.
Live call-in talk show. Dial 1-877-932-9766 and join the conversation here on TalkTainmentRadio.com.
I think I'm entitled.
You want answers.
I want the truth. You can't handle the truth.
Go ahead. Make my day.
You got the power.
TalkTainmentRadio.com. We go where you go. Download the TalkTainmentRadio.com app to your cell or to your tablet. That's radio the way it should be heard. My name is Mr. Bobby. I am the co-host on the Compensatory Concept with Mr. Neely Fuller Jr. Our topic is the rock hammer in reference to a tool that was used in the movie The Shawshank Redemption. Mr. Fuller has discussed that many times and I look forward to him continually to discuss it. Now, on your screen, if you're looking on the YouTube channel, which I will give you the information how to get there, we will periodically be showing scenes from that so that you can get an idea of some of the things that we are talking about. And since I'm on there, this is what you do. You can go to the YouTube channel, type in the word Talktainment. Then you want to scroll down to radio and then type in the word Talktainment number 2, and then you are live. You can see us live. I don't know why you would want to, but you can. But you can look at us live. You'll see me. You won't see Mr. Fuller. And you can hit the subscribe and like button right there. You can do that. You can also do this. You can go to the Gmails and hit me up, the numeral 7, Mr. Bobby, B-O-B-B-Y, at gmail.com. Of course, you can always call 1-877-932-9766. We would prefer you do it this way. You can go to the talktainmentradio.com homepage and hit Listen Live. Boom, right there. When you do that, you are on there, and you can listen live to the program. And finally, if you miss anything, you can still go to the talktainmentradio.com homepage, and the show is broadcast again at 10 p.m. But you can also go to Facebook. We're all on there, all those media outlets. Facebook.com/talktainment. You can do all that. I have to get that in there. 1-877-932-9766. Okay, Mr. Fuller, this question comes from Brother Raheem, but I wanted to ask you first, have you finished or are you completing your list of movies? A question was asked about that, because we're going to try to get a list of the movies that you recommend that we produce, or rather promote, or you're going to promote. So have you worked on that list, or do you know what the names of some of those movies are?
Well, I have about a list of about 40 movies, and I have completed the list some time ago, but I want to work out some way that I can say what to look for. And I don't think I can be able to do that and put it on my website. I can put the list on my website. I intend to do that.
Yes.
And you can also do it in talktainmentradio.com if you wanted to.
Yes, that's what we were discussing.
Yeah, right.
To put that up there.
But I want all of the features, the lessons. See, I think that anytime anybody presents a book or a story or anything, fiction, nonfiction, or whatnot, you should look for it for the lessons. If you go to a movie, if the movie doesn't have any lessons in it, if it's just a whole lot of people moving around saying things and doing things, and you don't come out of having learned anything, because for black people should learn something from every situation that they are looking at that they can use in a constructive manner. That is the whole purpose for entertainment, including this program, TalkTainmentRadio.com. Learn something. Try to learn something that you can use. Use for what? To solve whatever problems you have, because black people always said they have plenty of problems. So if you go to a movie, blockbuster movie or whatever it is, I mean, whatever new movie is coming out and everybody's lined up around the block to see, because usually we just go by whatever people hear about is, hey, you got to see this movie, man. I mean, this is the movie you got to see. This is a must-see movie and whatnot. You go and sit down and see that movie. I don't care if it's 3 or 4 hours long. You should come out of that movie was saying, now, it's one thing that I hadn't thought about, I mean, that I am going to take into consideration to improve my condition.
Okay.
In a very constructive manner, that I learned from having seen that movie, or having read that book, or having talked to that person on the telephone. If you talk to a person on the telephone, when you hang up that phone, you should be able to say, now, I got a little something out of that that makes sense,
okay,
all right, that I think that I can use for a constructive purpose. Otherwise, you don't have any business talking to anybody anytime, all right,
mm-hmm,
because you don't even know what you're looking for or what you're talking for. And we got to get out of that habit. We got to start making all of our thinking razor sharp what am I getting out of this that makes sense?
Okay.
And definitely that's got to be in that entertainment field, which we spend a whole lot of time turning on television, going out to see movies, going to see stage plays and all like that. Walk out of there with one thing in mind. What did I learn from having been here, from having had this experience that can be used by me to improve my condition greater than what it was before I went in there? That's the way it's always supposed to be.
Okay.
So in making up this movie list, it's a little difficult. You know, I have to do some thinking when I make up a movie list. And I have to have some idea about why I'm having a recommending that a person see that particular movie. Because that's a fast way of getting it without having to go through four or five semesters of schoolwork.
Okay.
I mean, to get the same principle that you can get in a movie. See, when people start setting up schools, originally, it wasn't any such thing as television and movies. So if you're going to learn something, learn anything, you had to probably get in a wagon and go by, you know, a dirt road, I mean, a long distance to hear somebody talk. I mean, you know, on some mountainside or something, you know, because they didn't even have buildings back then that were adequate to house a lot of people. So people sometimes just stood up on a rock and talked. But you came away from there having learned something that you didn't know before.
Yes.
Now you have a little thing right in your hand where you can draw information to you. All right? And movies are a way of doing that.
Okay.
You know, and so you just fast forward. Hey, you know, I don't have to go to no meeting and sit there for six, you know, all day long waiting on a speaker to come out on a stage and whatnot, when I can get that same information by pushing a button.
Okay. Brother Rakim, we're going to take this phone call first, and then we'll get to your Gmails. Okay, caller, you are now on with Mr. Fuller. Go ahead with your question.
Am I on the line? Can you hear me?
Yes, caller, go ahead.
Hello? Okay, Mr. Fuller, good morning. Mr. Fuller, in your book, The Compensatory Code, you make a very fine point about constructivity in terms of how if the victims of white supremacy, racism, are engaged in the maximum degree of constructive and productive behavior, it's very hard for white supremacists to get there or to vent their spleens on them. When you look at the Asian American community, they face racism just as much as we do, but because of their high levels of productivity and constructivity manifesting itself in the fact that one out of two adults in their community has a college degree, one out of two people in their community is self-employed, it's very hard for white people to basically vent their spleens on them. So can you re-emphasize the point to the victims of white supremacy, racism, why it is so important to engage to the maximum degree possible in constructive behavior and productive pursuits, please?
Well, it's self-evident, or it should be, and that is you have two types of behavior, constructive, non-constructive. That's all. There's nothing in between. I mean, that's even in regards to animals or creatures or ants or flies or roaches or birds or babies. Babies are either going to do something constructive right there in that crib, or they're going to do something non-constructive. Okay, it's just two categories of behavior in the entire universe, for all creatures in the universe. And black people, more than anybody, need to learn where their dividing line is, because we think it's just all the same. We've been taught that, trained that way by the white supremacists, that just do something, anything, any kind of old way. Just wake up in the morning and go around on the streets and whatnot, and just walk around, just do something. Oh, man, it's just something to do, man. I mean, it's all the same. You know, everything that you do is all the same, whether it's up, down, sideways. That's why we behave like that. We've been trained to be that way. And that's that definition of the N-word, all right? No direction, no type of concentrated thinking, no type of plan for anything. Just walking around bumping into things like a creature with no head. okay? And so that is the difference. Constructive, non-constructive is not complicated at all. So what some non-white people, you know, and all non-white people have gone through it, or they wouldn't be in the shape that they're in. But some of them have gained the progress out of that based on what? Saying, hey, we're not about doing things that don't make sense anymore. We've been doing it for 1,000 years out of habit, out of what we call tradition, out of what we call our culture, pass it on from generation to generation. Wait a minute. See, some non-white people in the world have stood back every now and then, not enough, or we wouldn't be in the shape that we're in as non-white people, but a few of them, you know, are a little more advanced than others in the prison system of white supremacy. And why? Where does that advancement come from? Just what you just said. You said some people have stood back and look at some of the silly things they've been doing for 1,000 years and say, we're not doing that no more. That's all it is. You just make a choice. I'm not doing this. I'm not contacting people. I mean, have another Mardi Gras. I mean, you know, no. I got more important things to do. We can have Mardi Gras after we straighten out all this mess, okay? We're not going to have a celebration of this type and the other. We're not going to, you know, dance around a fire. I mean, you know, and talking about our ancestors and all like that. We're going to pay attention to what's going on right now and get some of this burden off of our shoulders. Dancing around a fire ain't going to cut it, all right? Another barbecue in the backyard is not going to cut it. We're going to pay attention to things that need doing first, and we can have the barbecue later. But pay attention to things that need to be done. So just calling up somebody just to be calling them up just because you happen to have a way of calling them up through technology, we should eliminate that. That's one of the first things we should eliminate. Just because you have the means of contacting people doesn't say that you contact them. No. You say, am I going to say something to this person, or that person is going to say something to me that's going to be of maximum constructive benefit to either one or the other of the two of us or to both of us? And if the answer is no, I'll just be what you call chatting. You know, hey, bro, what's happening? You know, no more of that. No more of that, ever. We can just say, we can make that decision right now. That doesn't take a whole lot of training. We keep thinking in counter-racist science that, oh, this is going to take a long time, and we're going to have to, you know, this is going to be a long struggle. See, we like to talk like that. So we put bricks in our own way, when all we have to do is just stop doing a number of things. It's easier to stop doing some things than it is to start doing more difficult things. Hmm. And so one of the major things with non-white peoples, particularly black people in the Northwestern Hemisphere, people who are designated as being classified as black and are Afro-American or whatever you want to call it, Negro, whatever, okay? That category of people, Northwestern Hemisphere of this planet, have habits that need to be discarded immediately. And one of the main ones, when people always say, Fuller, well, give us some specifics. You talk about this code, but what do we actually do? What you actually do is just follow the code. And one of the main things in the code is you don't contact anybody, and you kind of let people know you don't want them to contact you unless they have something constructive to say. Otherwise, don't say anything. Now, that's painful for us because we are absolutely traditionalized, programmed into talking for hours on end and saying large quantities of absolutely nothing of constructive value. And we can stop doing that right this minute.
Right now.
That doesn't take any plan at all.
Okay.
TalkTainmentRadio.com. We go where you go. Download the TalkTainmentRadio.com app to your cell or to your tablet. That's radio the way it should be heard. My name is Mr. Bobby. I am the co-host on The Compensatory Concept with Mr. Neely Fuller. To get in contact with the show, the phone lines are open, and you may call 1-877-932-9766. But at this particular time, this is the time that we have scheduled for Mr. Fuller to speak about his book. So, Mr. Fuller, could you speak about your book, please?
Yes, you can go to the website, producejustice.com. That's like in production of justice, producejustice.com. Quote, producejustice.com, unquote. And what will come up on the screen is a brief description of a basic textbook and an additional word guide. Basically, they are the same book, but I had to make two volumes because I couldn't crowd it all into one volume. So I separated it, the word guide, from the basic code book. And I have the revised expanded edition there. I also have the original edition of the basic code book. Recently, people have requested that.
Oh, good.
Because they said they got more out of that.
Mm-hmm.
They said they wouldn't have understood the revised edition. Now, I didn't understand that when people said that, because it's basically, I just updated the original edition. But they said there are a few things in the original edition that gave them a better thought process than is not exactly in the revised expanded edition.
Mm-hmm.
Now,
okay.
I do not understand that, but some people have said that. So since I go with whatever people better understand, because understanding is everything, okay, so I put out the, I now have the, by request, I put the original edition.
Okay.
The 1984 edition up on the website,
oh,
too.
Okay. All
but
right.
The two basic books that are there now for people is the Compensatory Counter-Racist Code and the Word Guide. But the revised expanded edition is the one, if you don't get the Word Guide, I advise people to get the basic book, which is the revised expanded edition of the original 1984 edition.
Yes, yes.
And go to producejustice.com.
Yes. All, as a matter of fact, all three books were up on the screen, right now. So that's good. Caller, could you turn down your radio? We're getting feedback. Please. It's all on. Caller, could you please turn down your radio? Because we're getting feedback. They had it on the screen, Mr. Fuller, all three books, and I'm glad to hear that the original 1984 book was on the up and by request. Okay, let's do this. Brother Rakim, I'm trying to get to you, but we have a phone call. So, caller, you are now on with Mr. Fuller. You can be heard. What is your question?
Hey, good morning, Mr. Bobby and Mr. Fuller.
Good morning.
I was just here talking with my wife, my partner, and we're just discussing, the topic of white supremacy. And a realization that we've come to is, based on what Mr. Neely Fuller says as far as the people who can make a difference are not interested in making a difference, and the people who cannot make a difference are the ones who are interested and willing to make a difference. But we've realized that, in the black community, or, not really community because it's not a community, but within the nation, with black people the world over, and even non-whites, if you want to say, the people like who are living amongst the people who realize what our problems are day to day and want to make a change have no means of doing so. And, it's like we can talk all we want to talk and have conversations with white people, have conversations with black people. Black culture is a distraction. So, you know, the majority of our brothers and sisters that we need in order for us to free ourselves are so distracted and so caught up in, you know, celebrity foolishness and whatever else drama they got going on in their life.
So what would your question be for Mr. Fuller then?
Well, I guess it's more so a VGQ, and I would like to hear his perspective.
Okay.
I would like to hear his perspective on what I have to say.
Okay.
So yeah, I mean, it's like where do you go? Because if all your people are so distracted, and the few of us who know better and are trying to do better, it's like we only get so far because it's only so few of us.
Okay.
And we're, you know, in a mass of foolishness, distraction, whiteness. And so, like, I think some of us, when we get to that level, it's like we have to make a choice.
Okay, let me give Mr. Fuller a chance to respond.
Black people, are we going to go? Well, I didn't really get to what I was going to, the meat of it. Because, like, a lot of educated black people will basically try to be white in their demeanor and in their the people that they keep around them. They're going to have more white people around them. But they're not focused on white supremacy, so it's like the whiteness that they could be using is null and void because they've given up their essence of who they are.
Okay,
so
brother. I don't mean to cut you off, but we're up against time, so could you go ahead and get to the meat of it so Mr. Fuller can respond
to
it?
That was it.
Okay.
That was it. I really am just saying if the ones of us who do know better choose to surround ourselves with white people, then for the few of us who are aware and don't want to do that, don't want to go that route, what would you suggest as a viable and effective, constructive way of eliminating white supremacy amongst black people?
Okay. Thank you very much. Mr. Fuller?
It is simply follow the code. I've been saying that all throughout the program. You already know that not everybody is going to want to do something constructive at the same time or any time, I mean, some people and whatnot, but you just do what you can and don't worry about it because the alternative is to do nothing, okay? And that should not be an option at all. So you just do what you, make sure that you are doing what you should be doing, carrying out your assignment. That's the whole idea. That's what I do. I just carry out my assignment. I don't check around to find out how many other black people are going along with it or anything like that. That's up to them because ultimately it's going to have to be up to them anyway. So you don't worry about that. That's another thing you don't do. You don't worry what it looks like. Whoa, well, I mean, black people just seem, man, I mean, everything is just so bad. Sure it is, but you're born in a terrible situation. So the situation is just terrible anyhow. See, so what do you do in a hopeless situation, you might say? You try to give that situation hopeless with the little time that you got. That you try to give that situation, that hopeless situation, hope by doing whatever, following the code that you follow. And don't worry about the other people or how many there are in any given time. I mean, who will agree? Don't ever worry about that. I'm not looking for agreement. I'm just looking to put out the information I'm supposed to do, do what I'm supposed to do, and then let the chips fall where they may. Because that's all you can do anyway. Otherwise, you just wind up worrying about something that you can't do anything about anyhow. And that's not scientific.
Okay. In the remaining moments that we have here, we're getting ready to close this first hour out. Well, I better do this. Brother Rakim, we'll try to get to you in the next hour. Thank you for the pleasure of your time. TalkTimeRadio.com, the world's greatest radio, the way it should be heard. Thank you for listening. We'll see you next hour.